coming up with new ideas. The task of generating new ideas through the business model canvas exercise should not be left to creative thinkers alone. Moreover, you should not only assemble a team of experts, but instead assemble a team of diverse individuals. To increase your team's diversity, include people from the various business units, people of different ages, people with different areas of expertise, people with various levels of seniority, people who have different backgrounds, and people from a variety of cultures. Question: what does your creative team look like? Inside Out Business Model. Ignore the status quo and don't build a better mousetrap. Stop focusing on what your competitors do. Instead, challenge orthodoxies. To do so, start with any of the 9 business model building blocks and build outwards. While we typically start with customer segments to build a customer-driven business model, there are 4 common starting points. The 4 most common starting points include: Number 1. Resource-driven. Innovation originates from an organization's existing infrastructure or through its partnerships to expand or transform the business model. For example, Amazon's web services were built on top of its retail infrastructure to offer data storage to other companies. 2. Offer-driven. Innovation originates by creating a new or unique value proposition that affects the other building blocks in new ways. For example, FedEx offered 24-hour package delivery guaranteed. Number 3. Customer-driven. Innovation originates based on customer needs, access, or increased convenience that affect other blocks in new ways. For example, 1-800-GOT-JUNK made trash hauling not only more convenient, but through recycling and donation changed the industry's image. Number 4. Financially driven. Innovation originates from new revenue streams, pricing mechanisms, or reducing cost structures that affect the other blocks in new ways. For example, Xerox leased copiers as opposed to forcing users to buy them. Question: where will you start when you apply the business model canvas to your business? Red Ocean versus Blue Ocean Strategy. Coined by W. Chan Kim and Renee Moborging, the term red ocean refers to all the industries in existence today, otherwise known as the known market space. In red oceans, industry boundaries are defined and accepted, and the competitive rules of the game are known. Companies try to outperform their rivals to grab a greater share of product or service demand. As the market space gets crowded, prospects for profits and growth are reduced. Products and services become commodities, and cutthroat competition turns the ocean bloody, hence the term red oceans. Kim and Moborg suggest an alternative approach, which they call blue ocean. Blue oceans, by contrast, denote all the industries not in existence today, otherwise known as the unknown market space. The unknown market space is untainted by competition. In blue oceans, demand is created rather than fought over. There is ample opportunity for growth that is both profitable and rapid. In blue oceans, competition is irrelevant because the rules of the game are waiting to be set. The term blue ocean is an analogy to describe the wider, deeper potential of market space that is not yet explored. They suggest that companies can succeed not by battling competitors, but rather by creating blue oceans of uncontested market space. They assert that these strategic moves create a leap in value for the company, its buyers, and its employees while unlocking new demand and making the competition irrelevant. The strategic move must raise and create value for the market while simultaneously reducing features or services that are less valued by the current or future market. the Blue Ocean Strategy begins by looking at your business to determine what you can eliminate or reduce to create better cost savings. Then you will see what you can create or increase to get higher margins. Cirque du Soleil is a good example. The founders looked at the traditional circus model and asked, "What if we eliminated animals traveling from city to city and reduced the fun factor as part of our value proposition? In exchange, we'll create more thrill and a higher danger factor in conjunction with a theme and an increased reliance on artistic music and dance." The result was their customer segment no longer focused on families with kids, and instead focused on theater-goers. Not only did they save on the cost of animal care and the cost of star performers, they were able to charge more than double the ticket price of the traditional circus, creating much greater margins. In another example of Blue Ocean thinking, the Nintendo Wii team looked at the traditional game console that relied on leading-edge power and performance as the key to their value proposition. They asked, "What if we eliminated the high-end and costly game console that requires subsidies and reduced the focus on hardcore gamers? Instead, we'll create a new game controller with motion sensing and create more of a fun factor." This changed the customer segment from hardcore gamers to casual and family gamers. The result was Nintendo saved on the subsidies cost required to sell the traditional gaming systems and actually profited on the sales of the consoles. Furthermore, they were still able to collect royalties from game developers. Question: can you apply a Blue Ocean strategy to your business? Applying the Blue Ocean strategy to the business model canvas. To apply the Blue Ocean strategy, you start with a business model canvas that describes your industry and then look at the business model canvas from three different perspectives: the cost perspective, value proposition, and the customer segment. From the cost perspective, identify the highest cost infrastructure elements and see what would happen to the model if you eliminated or reduced them. Then consider the infrastructure investments you can make or improve upon to see what would happen to the model. When it comes to looking at your model from the cost perspective, ask yourself the following questions. What activities, resources, and partnerships have the highest cost? What happens if you reduce or eliminate some of these cost factors? How could you replace useless or costly elements by reducing expensive resources, activities, or partnerships? What value would be created by planning new investments? How will changes made from a cost perspective affect your value proposition and customer side of the model? Next, look at your business model from the value proposition perspective and see what new value you can create or increase. Then see what value you can eliminate or reduce. When it comes to looking at your model from a value proposition perspective, ask yourself the following questions. What less valuable features or services could be eliminated or reduced? What features or services could be enhanced or created to produce a valuable new customer experience? What are the cost implications of your changes to your value proposition? How will changes to the value proposition affect the customer side of the model? Finally, look at your business model from the customer perspective and see what new customer segments you could focus on. Then see what customer segments you can eliminate or reduce. When it comes to looking at your model from the customer perspective, ask yourself the following questions. Which new customer segments could you focus on, and which segments could you possibly reduce or eliminate? What jobs do new customer segments really want to have done? How do the customers prefer to be reached, and what kind of relationship do they expect? What are the cost implications of servicing new customer segments? What effects does adding or eliminating customer segments have on your value proposition? Question: how would you start to apply the Blue Ocean Strategy to your business?